The 2012 presidential election is turning out to be a battleground, but the battleground seems, at least in part, to be women's bodies, or at least control of women's bodies and their reproductive health. This is John Mill, and I point out that liberals and libertarians have already thrown in the towel on the abortion issue. The issue is not the perennial one about abortion, celebrating its 39th year, thank you, but contraception, an issue we thought was settled with Griswold v. Connecticut in 1965. In setting new rules for employment-provided health care, the Obama administration has, if you listen to Republicans and neocons, denied religious liberty to those church-affiliated employers who are morally opposed to contraception. Principally, these are the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. How's that again? We need to dispense with two big lies right away. First, that any church is paying for contraception. No, they are not. Contraception is part of the general health care coverage that is part of the compensation received by employees. So the church would be paying for contraception in the same way that they're paying for their employees' groceries. Second, that health care is somehow a religious issue. No, health care is non-sectarian. There is no Catholic cancer. There is no Jewish geriatrics. And there's certainly no Protestant pregnancy. The trouble with these so-called conservatives is that they are not really conservative. Nothing is really settled with them. We keep having to fight the same old battles. We had to explain to them all over again why torture is wrong. The battle over abortion never really ended. Now we have to refight the battle over contraception. What's next? Having to teach conservatives once again that slavery is wrong? Do we need any more evidence that the Republican Party has become the anti-American Christian Nationalist Party? In fact, they're neither Christian, at least they hate everything Jesus supposedly taught, and they're not even nationalists because they hate every principle of freedom America stands for. Here's a principle I hope the Catholic bishops can get their head around. You forget that contraception is legal in this country and has been for two generations. If you disagree with the contraceptive rule, then go ahead and pay your taxes, you and your churches, and then lobby to bring American law in line with church doctrine. Or as one writer put it, if Catholic bishops want to make their own rules as employers, then they can stop taking federal government subsidies for Medicaid and Medicare patients in their hospitals, or have their schools subsidized by government-sponsored student loans. This is not a free speech issue. Nobody is preventing the Catholic bishops from speaking freely. But they are trampling on the rights of women based on religion. And that's un-American. My hope is that this contraception controversy will finally galvanize women and men who care not just about reproductive rights, but about American democracy. And one more thing. You Republican candidates who disagree with the contraceptive rule, you've turned your back on America. You betrayed a core American principle. Every one of you has cited a religious reason for opposing the contraceptive rule. You need to go back to civics class. Yes, I'm talking to you especially, Mr. Gingrich. We do not make laws in this country based on religion. That's kind of why this country was created, because we had some painful lessons from history as our teacher. The latest news is that the president with the jelly spine has made a concession he did not need to make. He's putting the cost of contraception onto the insurance companies, when in fact, that will serve only to make contraceptive users more conspicuous. Even though something like 99% of Catholic women of childbearing years use contraception, now they can be subject to employment discrimination based on how they use the health care plan that's part of their pay. But the real tragedy is that the Obama administration has compromised on women's rights. This is simply wrong. There's no point at which we say women are 99% first-class citizens. This is John Mill.